Some 6,000 inmates are released every year from Arkansas prisons, re-entering society to find few employment opportunities or support. Meanwhile, thousands of foster children face a shortage of foster beds. That's why Governor Asa Hutchinson called for the Restore Hope Summit, asking faith communities to help the state solve these issues. I recently spoke with Hutchinson about the summit, which takes place this week. Thank you, Governor, for joining me.
Sure.
So you've said that we have a crisis in Arkansas with the drastic shortage of beds for foster kids and with the high unemployment and recidivism among ex-convicts. First of all, what specific plans would you like to see carried out by faith-based groups in addressing these problems at the summit this week?
Well, these are two areas that the faith-based and charitable community can really help in. They're experienced in this area. They're already engaged in it. Those that are looking for a first chance in life, those young people that are having to enter foster care, they need help. They need a place to go. They need that security. And while the state has a great responsibility there, we need the partnership of the faith community to help make sure these homes are available. The other part of it is ex-offenders coming out of prison looking for a second start in life. And our faith-based community already is doing a great job in terms of trying to locate jobs and trying to assist these people. But I think we can have a more organized effort that will mobilize our churches, our synagogues, our faith-based community to help accomplish these two important goals for our state.
There were thousands of invitations that have been sent out to houses of worship around the state. How many have actually responded, and what do you see as their role in this summit?
Well, we've had over 150 that have responded in terms of pastors and leaders that will come. We've had many more that have signed up to come to the summit. But what we're very pleased with is the number of churches that will be represented there. And what I hope we're able to accomplish is twofold. One, to inspire them to be more engaged and to thank them for what they've already done. But whenever you're looking for a child that needs a place to go, sometimes it's one member of church saying, hey, did you hear about DHS needs a place to put a child? You know anybody in the church that might be interested? That kind of word of mouth and encouragement in saying, hey, we've had a great experience in working with foster children. Did you ever think about being trained to do this? That's how we hope the churches will be engaged. And so we're very encouraged with the response that we've had. And they're already doing a lot, but we want to ask them to step up even more. The second thing that's important is hearing from them as to what obstacles they have seen in carrying out foster care, in partnering with the state. Are there any bureaucratic rules that don't make sense? Are there things that we can do better? Are there any policies that we need to adjust? I think we're going to hear a lot in that regard as to how we can learn from them and their experience.
Now, as we mentioned, part of the summit is faith-based approach to offering reentry to ex-offenders. Now, some have been critical of your approach to criminal justice reform, and there was a letter by Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin, who's also an ordained minister, and he called for a boycott of the summit. And his basic argument is that the faith-based approach to reentry of ex-offenders is ignoring or at best sidestepping the problem of mass incarceration, racial disparities in the criminal justice system, and unfairness of sentencing laws, especially for nonviolent offenders. What do you say to that? Are we ignoring a more fundamental problem here?
Well, it's hard to imagine anybody being critical of trying to address and help people who are leaving prison and that are going into the community looking for a job, needing training, and needing a place to put their head. And we have many people who are eligible for parole right now in prison that do not have a reentry program, do not have a place to go. And so that's the objective. This is not something that's controversial. There's many other issues that can be addressed in a more controversial way, but this is simply helping someone have a second chance. And the response has been very favorable to it. Obviously, we recognize the need in Arkansas, just trying to pull together to get the job done.
But is the state, in a way, punting its responsibility to these faith-based groups? In other words, should it be more of a primary responsibility of the state to offer reentry services?
Well, you could look at it that way. That's not my view. My view is that we accomplish more when we do it in partnership together. And this is not the exclusive role of the state. This is an activity that the state can work in, but also the private sector, the nonprofit community are already engaged in. And then you look at the challenge of foster care. This is something that we need volunteers. They have to have a home to go. And if it's up to the state, then what are we going to do? Build an institution? So we need homes in which we can place these foster children that are near to their current residents in the same county. So there's many challenges there, but we can accomplish much more when we're working together, both the state and our nonprofit groups.
All right, Governor Asa Hutchinson, thanks so much for joining us today.
Great to be with you. Thank you.